Massachusetts is in the middle of a massive project to fix over 100 aging and structurally deficient bridges in the state. The 8-year, $3 billion accelerated bridge program is currently heading into its final phase, which will focus on the 5 largest bridge projects. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has the story.
You may remember this story from 2007.
Just a few moments ago, we found out there was a bridge collapse in Minneapolis. Apparently, on University Avenue and 35W, it appears the bridge that goes over 35W has collapsed.
That scene came from WCCO-TV in Minneapolis, where 13 people were killed and nearly 150 injured when the I-35W bridge over the Mississippi River collapsed during rush hour. That bridge collapse prompted a national review of bridge conditions, including here in Massachusetts. Massachusetts authorities found more than 500 of the state's bridges were structurally deficient and in need of repair. In response, state lawmakers approved the Accelerated Bridge Program, drastically increasing state funding for bridges that had fallen into disrepair. That was 5 years ago. The state has since repaired and taken more than 100 bridges off the structurally deficient list. And through 2016, workers will focus on 5 mega projects, like this one in Fall River. On a cold, rainy November day, 3 pieces of heavy equipment are punching a hole through an overpass on Route 79. It takes just 10 minutes to demolish the column supporting the bridge, bringing a 50-foot platform crashing down.
This was Route 79 southbound. Once this is all cleaned up and taken away, they're going to start on the upper deck, which is 79 northbound, okay?
So all of these bridges are coming down.
Everything's coming down, yeah.
Kevin Cassidy is chief engineer on the project. He says work crews will spend most of this winter demolishing more than a mile of elevated roadway here, all of it more than 50 years old.
That's going to be really interesting to see come down when we start taking the truss system down.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be removing that in huge sections.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
and then from there, we just continue working north, the whole viaduct system going north. So it'll be quite some time, be several months before it's all down.
The $200 million project will start rebuilding the roadway next year, replacing the elevated Route 79 with a street-level boulevard. There are 4 other mega projects around the state. Chances are, if you drive in Massachusetts, you're affected by one of them. There's the Longfellow Bridge in Boston, the Four River Bridge on Route 3 in Quincy, the Burns Bridge on Route 9 in Worcester, and the Whittier Bridge, where I-95 crosses the Merrimack River into New Hampshire. These projects are the capstones on 8 years of work that will see the state repair or replace bridges considered structurally deficient. Frank DiPola is the state's highway administrator.
So structurally deficient is more of a warning, sort of like a yellow light. You know, you need to pay attention to the structure because if left unattended, it could develop into something more serious.
DiPola says when the program began in 2008, the state had almost 550 structurally deficient bridges, and that number was growing despite millions of dollars in federal transportation aid.
We were slowly losing ground. Even with that investment, there were more bridges becoming structurally deficient than we were able to fix and take off the list.
Even now, 5 years later, out of 550 structurally deficient bridges, the state has crossed only 100 off that list. Barry LePatner is a New York construction lawyer, one of the country's leading advocates for fixing aging bridges.
The ticket for correcting infrastructure in general, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers, is over $2.2 trillion.
LePatner says for too long there's been not enough federal funding to help states maintain bridges and roadways built in the 50s or 60s that are reaching the end of their lifespan.
Most states have come to the conclusion that the federal government is not coming to their aid. And so what they are doing is committing as much funds as they can with the limited constraints that these difficult times in government are permitting.
LePatner has set up a website that tracks bridges at risk of a catastrophic failure, like what happened in Minneapolis. Using data from 2009, the site counted more than 90 of those bridges in Massachusetts. Most of those have either been addressed or are in line to be repaired under the Accelerated Bridge Program. But 5 years into the program, there are still more than 450 structurally deficient bridges in Massachusetts. And 3 years from now, there will still be more than 400. Still, DiPola says with extra infrastructure funding approved last summer, the state's goal is to build on gains it has made.
Based on our historical data, we should be able to keep trending the number of structurally deficient bridges downward, you know, not at over 100 in 8 years, but we hope to keep that line trending downward.
DePola stresses all Massachusetts bridges are safe to drive on and that the state has addressed those most in need of repair. He adds most of the repairs are expected to extend the bridge's lifespans by 75 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.